T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go with Dina Stern at the 40. Lopez in for Dina, who is out today. And this gossip update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Spring into a new ride with a great rate on a car loan. Check out what they are now at pvcu.org. So what's up, man?
All right. Well, of course, there's a lot of talk still going on about the USC situation with Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo. Well, there are new reports that say, quote, one of their daughters may have known more than anyone let on. Now, Britain's Daily Mail saying that a daughter is now the target of a federal investigation related to the scandal, but the Daily Beast is saying that it is Isabella specifically, and they say the timing of the ominous report is interesting because it came at the same time she deleted her Instagram account that we talked about the other day.
Yeah, well, she was over 18 years old too, so she's treated like an adult.
Yeah, that's right. So this could be bad news for her if she knew more than what they are saying.
So I'm guessing she's still not studying at USC right now. Not for $500,000 from her mama, huh?
DinaStirk.com.
Well, celebrities are showing their support for Jenny Molin after she revealed that her 5-year-old son with Jason Biggs is recovering from a fractured skull after she accidentally dropped him on his head.
Oh, man.
She went onto Instagram the other day and talked about the accident. She wanted to, you know, let people know and be real about it. She says her little one is taking things slowly and recovering nicely. She said, I'm forever grateful to Lenox Hill Downtown and New York Presbyterian Hospital for their immediate response and aid. It's been a traumatic week. My heart goes out to all the parents who have or will ever find themselves in this kind of position. You are not alone.
She's got to be beating herself up, too, over this. But, you know, accidents happen.
Accidents happen. A lot of celebrities were tweeting their responses and their support for her as well.
As long as her kid gets better.
Hopefully everything comes out good.
DinaStirk.com.
Not everyone gets along with their husband's ex, but apparently Hilaria Baldwin is totally cool with it. It's all love between her and Alec Baldwin's ex, Kim Basinger. She says, they share 4 kids together, sort of. He has expressed his tremendous respect for her in a lengthy Instagram post. She posted about being the stepmom for Ireland Baldwin, and she said that it's important to get Ireland okay before moving forward with her relationship with Alec when they were starting to date. She said, family is first, and she needed to be okay with me. And Ireland, of course, also posted a response saying that it's great to have these 2 moms. So it's kind of a sweet thing that they're all getting along, because that doesn't always happen.
DinaStirk.com.
And Taylor Swift posting a lot of little clues about something coming up at April 26th. We've been talking about this. Well, the latest one is a picture of a blue bicycle wheel. So a lot of people had the theory, is it because she's getting married? Because there was a diamond-encrusted heart, some pink tulle, which could be part of the dress, her 2 cats.
Maybe she's selling a bike on Craigslist.
Maybe she's selling a bike on Craigslist.
And this is the big thing.
But, I mean, could there be something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue? We don't know, because all the clues are there for something. It could just be new music. But that's why she knows how to work people. she really knows how to work people. So this could mean a wedding, or it could just mean
a bike,
a song. We don't know.
You never know. I'm going to do something on the 26th, too.
You bet it. You should.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a lot of stuff on Craigslist.
Okay.
26. 6:45, it's the crew with 94.7 WMAS. Dina's Dirt at the 40 is now. Dina's out. Lopez in with the dirt at 7:43. And this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking to get a new ride, they got great rates on car loans. Flexible terms, affordable payments. For details, you can call 733-2800 to get hooked up. So what's up with dirt?
Well, Jason Momoa shocked people online yesterday. Shocked everyone by shaving his beard off for the first time.
That was a cool thing. It looked like he did it in the desert, too. It was
2012.
Such a strange video, yeah.
He did it to raise awareness for recycling. He posted the video of him shaving off the beard on YouTube, and the caption said, goodbye, Drago, Aquaman, Declan, Baba, I'm shaving this beast off. It's time to make a change. Please, there's a change coming, and it's aluminum. You got to get rid of these plastic water bottles. Aquaman's trying to do the best he can for my kids, for your kids, for the world. Clean up the oceans. Love you guys.
And he's still a good-looking guy. Well, you know, yeah, I was wondering what's it going to look like underneath.
Yeah, you thought he'd completely change.
Dude, yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Shawn Mendes tells Capital FM that he wants to be an actor a bit. He said, I want to do some acting. I want to do some acting like very soon. Mm-hmm. I think that's my next big thing that I want to step into. He said, I did one audition, and when I say it was the most nervous I've ever been, I played Wembley just with an acoustic guitar, and that was okay. He said, when he did the audition, he said, there were only three people there, and my hands were shaking. I didn't even think I was speaking English. It was insane. Acting is very, very hard.
You've been through that too, auditions, right?
Yeah, I don't mind. Actually, I don't get nervous at auditions.
Really?
Well, yeah, I love it.
Well, not in Hollywood yet. Like, in Hollywood, well, you got to be a little bit nervous, I would think.
I think if I actually got, like, a real thing, maybe I would be, but I do community theater. It's not that hard.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, we've been keeping you up to date on Joe Giudice's deportation battle, and last we heard, he was in ICE custody awaiting the judge's ruling on his appeal. Well, 6 months after the last-minute filing, the decision is in. According to E! News, the appeal has been denied. So they were talking about, his attorney said, we are extremely disappointed that the Board of Immigration Appeals has denied Mr. Giudice's appeal. So they're going to keep fighting it, they said. Hopefully, though, he doesn't get deported because he's been here for so long. And we're also hearing that Us Weekly is saying that Teresa Giudice's wife is devastated by this news. So they say the fate of her relationship with her husband is unclear at this point. So we'll hope for the best, I guess.
DinasDirt.com.
And say what you will about Kim Kardashian, looks like she is on her way for her legal career. TMZ reports that she passed the torts exam that she was studying for this week with the lawyers that she's apprenticing with.
She's actually doing it. I know we've been joking around, but you got to give her kudos.
She passed that first exam because she's apprenticing with some lawyers, and then she'll have to take the baby bar this summer we had talked about. It's like a mini bar exam. Mm-hmm. But also, apparently, she has a job offer. Robert Shapiro.
Famous lawyer, yeah.
Yep. He thinks that she'll be a sensation. Lawyer. He acknowledges that it'll be hard, but he has faith in her, and he said if she passes, she's got a place at his law firm. So, I mean, already got job offers for it.
I think it's good, too. She could, like, sue her own stalkers.
Sue anybody.
Like, she's just like, I don't need a lawyer to meet up with. I'll just be there at 10.
Do it yourself. So, you know, I guess we'll hope for the best for her. She's working hard, so we'll see what happens
with
that.
See if we can hire her for my next traffic ticket.
I think you should.
Just as a test. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just the first one.
Start small. That's a good idea.
Feel out the courtroom. And everything. Now let's get to your gossip headlines being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you are looking for a car loan, they can hook you up with incredible rates for a new ride. To get flexible terms too and affordable payments, visit pvcu.org for more info. All right, so what's up in Hollywood?
All right, Lady Gaga split from her fiance, Christian Sereno, earlier this year, and folks are still wondering what happened. Well, a source is telling Us Weekly that she decided to end the relationship because he was getting in the way of her work. They said she was devastated at first, but that his personality infringed on her creative process.
You were saying getting in the way of her work, like, get out of the way, I can't get to the microphone.
No, this is different.
Okay.
Her creative process, and that she couldn't risk jeopardizing her career in that way over man, and that's not something she would stand for. So, don't know how true this is, but it could be a possibility as to why they broke up so suddenly. So, we'll find out more if any more sources come out.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, now that Wendy Williams has filed for divorce from Kevin Hunter, we told you that he might lose his job, and we were kind of hearing a lot of rumors about that, but TMZ says it's official. This is from a show spokesperson said Kevin Hunter is no longer an executive producer on The Wendy Williams Show. Debar Mercury wishes him well in his future endeavors.
I'm surprised they worked together for so long after the rumors that he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Like, it was a while.
It was a while. But just in case for safety, apparently Wendy has hired extra security because she wasn't sure how he would react to this. So hopefully everything is okay for them following this.
DinasDirt.com.
Recently, Justin Bieber shared a poem about his wife, Haley, online, and now she's returning the favor. She shared a very sweet message to her husband on Instagram saying, "My love, you are an incredible man. You make me a better human being. You make me happier than I've ever been. I'm insanely proud of who you are and what you're becoming. I love you more every single day." Now, okay, that sounds all sweet and lovey, and yeah, that's cute, but people were blowing their minds because Justin got a haircut. That was the big response, because it's got him with a brand new cleaned up short haircut, and fans were going wild over it. And so they're like, "Oh, that sweet message. Look at the hair!"
And her poem wasn't that great.
It wasn't a poem.
It was, you know,
it was just a sweet message.
It wasn't that good. So haircut news is better,
I guess. DinaStirt.com. And actress Shay Mitchell had a bagel-related injury. The Pretty Little...
You said bagel, right?
Bagel.
This is what you were talking about earlier. Okay.
Like a bagel. The Pretty Little Liars and You star posted a short video on her Instagram stories that showed her with, like, looked like a tooth broken off, almost maybe gone. It was hard to tell, but it was a brief encounter with two bagel sandwiches. She said, "This is what happens when you eat a bagel sandwich. A tooth comes out."
Oh,
this
that's
is what
nasty.
I get for eating two bagel sandwiches.
What's in the bagel sandwiches? Like rocks?
Don't know if they were really stale or if what would if what she put in them. But she seems to be okay. She later posted on Instagram that she spent the evening watching Beyonce's Homecoming on Netflix. I mean, if that's what you wanted to do that night, you didn't have to break a tooth for it.
Well,
okay?
When I'm really hungry too, I'll eat something as stale as a rock. So I can totally understand that.
But thankfully, she's okay, and everything will be fixed. So that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.